Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today we are going to hear some information I think everybody needs to pay attention to and hear. I've been ranting and raving for like forever in regarding to what we're dealing with today, and I said 7 months ago this stuff was going to jump, it's jumping, doctors are saying it's jumping, they call it shedding. You know, we're dealing with genetics, we're dealing with a program, an operating system, using an integration of genetics and nanoengineering materials, as well as frequency activation. And so we're seeing now, across the board, all kinds of problems and things that we need to, again, we got to look at another way of protecting ourselves from stupid shit like this, that these scientists and these so-called medical people and government agencies who are trying very hard to, again, break the population down. They're talking about the end of the year that the Canadian dollar is going to be worthless by the year's end. So we'll see what transpires there. Canada is basically the prostitute of the world. Everybody gets to screw it one way or another. And so we are left, the Canadian people are left in shambles because we have governments in power that basically are whores. That's what they are, primarily whores. But anyway, I don't want to get into that too much because that could be a show in itself if you want to waste your time talking about a bunch of prostitutes that would sell their own country down the toilet. But let me present somebody here, a nurse out of Nova Scotia. And she pretty well hits it on the head pretty hard. And she's telling everybody the way it is, how it is, and what it is. So it's a 17-minute long thing. And I think I will speed up on some of it to get us to the meat and potato here. So I'll see if I can get it going. Here we go.
So I have a few things I need to talk about here too. And they need to be spoken to right now. Before this fear-mongering increases, before more and more people continue to get tested and vaccinated, I need to share this information with you. So please hang tight through this entire video and listen to the things that I have to tell you and look for that information yourself so that you can verify what I'm saying is true, okay? I first want to speak to the US FDA coming out 3 days ago. There's videos circulating all over the internet of this actual conference and briefing taking place. So you can see this information yourself. I have shared it on Instagram as well as Facebook. And if you can't find it, let me know and I will send it to you. The FDA has stated, this is the head of the FDA that spoke, and he said that his 17,000 plus employees and himself will not approve or authorize any vaccinations. They have not gone through testing. They are not showing to be effective, and the FDA will not approve or authorize the use of vaccinations. I don't know if you guys understand this yet, but the only reason these vaccines are being rolled out is because we are under states of emergency in various countries. This is the only way that they are allowed to administer these vaccines. No FDA has passed them, and they won't, because of multiple different things that they are violating. They have made it very clear that 17,000 employees at the FDA will not be authorizing or approving these vaccinations. Why are you going to get a vaccine? They are not effective. They do not stop the transmission. Since vaccinations have been rolling out across the world, COVID cases have skyrocketed. Adverse effects are taking place by the minute. Severe adverse effects. Deaths are adding up by the minute from the vaccinations, not from COVID. You need to wake up and look at this information and see when agencies like the FDA are saying they are not approving or authorizing vaccinations. You need to ask why. You need to look at all of the statistics that are on every government site for the adverse effects and deaths that are taking place around the globe. You need to look at the data that since vaccinations have been rolling out, cases have been skyrocketing. Scientists and health professionals have realized that almost 60% of those who are coming in with positive COVID cases have already been vaccinated. Why are you still getting vaccinated? Now I'm going to speak to what is happening in India. All over the news, mainstream media, you are seeing severe situations that are apparently taking place. They are showing you footage and pictures from May of 2020 when there was a gas leak in India and many people died and hospitals were overrun. You can verify this information if you look for it. It's on my webpage, or it's on my Facebook, it's on Instagram, it is everywhere. This has been debunked already. I also encourage you to be watching what citizens who live in India are saying about the current situation, rather than listening to what your TV is telling you. We need to come back to humanity. We need to start listening to our neighbor. We need to start listening to the people who are on the front lines. We need to start listening to the people who are in these situations and are telling you that what your television is telling you is a lie. In India right now, there are not people dropping dead on the street. I have listened this morning to hundreds, okay? Hundreds of people, citizens of India, stating that this is not happening, that they are lying to you. And also that since they started administering vaccinations coercively to the people in India, that people are dying quickly. This is not COVID. This is the vaccinations. And all of the videos and pictures that you are seeing are from May of 2020 during the gas leak. You can verify that yourself. In Nova Scotia, I have had so many people contacting me, and I apologize to all the people that I haven't gotten back to right now. I have a flood of messages coming through and phone calls and emails on all of my platforms of nurses and people in long-term care facilities reporting what is going on right now in Nova Scotia. All of the people in long-term care and all of the nurses are being asked to be tested every 4 days without symptoms or contact. This is how your numbers are going up. We know very well the WHO, the CDC, and multiple doctors have all told you that the PCR test has a 97% faulty false positive rate. When are you going to wake up to what is happening? I've also been told this morning that anybody who downloaded the COVID application, many of these people are receiving notifications that they were in hot zones where people had COVID-19 and they are being urged to go and get tested right away. This is why your numbers are going up. They are not going up because of people with COVID or any symptoms. They are going up because of asymptomatic people being tested. I would like you to ask, in the history of medicine, in the history of your life, when have people without symptoms for a virus or a disease of any illness of any kind been tested? But this is all of a sudden normal that they're doing this. I screenshotted a conversation this morning from someone in long-term care here in Halifax. I want you to take a look at it, what she's saying. Not only are they testing all of these nurses and long-term care providers, but they are taking away staff in these medical positions if they come back with a positive test, even though they have no symptoms, none. They are being quarantined for 14 days instead of being able to be at work, helping the elderly and helping those that are sick. Surgeries and appointments are being canceled and put on hold and delayed. These people are getting sick and they are dying because of what your government is doing right now by falsifying data. We need to start listening to the people who are on the front lines that were brave enough to come out and tell the truth. Even the lady I was speaking to this morning that works for the long-term care facility here in Halifax said that if she quits her job right now, her children will starve. She cannot come out and tell the truth. She cannot quit her job right now. Now, think of all of the other doctors, nurses, government officials, everyone in these positions that want to speak out, but they cannot. And I can promise you that we are going to start to see all sorts of people leaving the healthcare industry because of what is going on. And at that point, they will start to tell the truth. People are getting to a max point with this. They have had enough of the lying, the tyranny, and the medical malpractice that is taking place. I also saw that they have put out an ad for volunteers to be administering tests. They have brought in the military to help with COVID. Now that's the next thing I'm going to speak to. People like myself have been telling you all along what this agenda was going to be. It has been like clockwork. We told you that once they rose the numbers enough in the third wave, that they would then bring in military, which they are. In Nova Scotia and Ontario, military are being deployed to help with COVID. Meanwhile, they're sending our nurses and long-term care workers home to quarantine when they have no symptoms of COVID-19. Now think about this for a moment. So are they going to do the same thing with the military? Are they going to test them while they're here too and send them off duty? How are they going to go about that? I'm sure you'll see soon enough. And I want to bring to attention that the military coming in for COVID, for health reason, is one step closer to what they're doing. They are going to use that as a guise to make you believe that the military is here to help you. We can see what the next step is. And people like myself have warned you of what this next step is going to be. In the UK right now, they have announced that the UN is going to be deployed on their streets until 2023. Guess what? That's when the vaccine trials end as well. If you don't think this is going to happen here, you need to pull the wool out of your eyes. This is the next step. We have told you for over a year now how this is going to play out, and every single step has happened exactly when we said it was going to happen. If you have noticed, everything starts at the UK, then it comes to us. So after the military are deployed here for health reasons, you are then going to see the UN stormtroopers on your streets. How do you feel about that? Do you think it's about health? Trudeau also just announced that they are passing the vaccine passports. This means, under the Emergency Act and the War Act that his father put in place when he was in power, is going to be invoked. You will not have freedom of choice to get a vaccine or not, or you will be outed out of society. Your employment will be gone. Your rights will be gone. You will not be able to go to a store or go anywhere in society without this vaccine passport. Now, regardless if you support what is going on right now or not, do you really think that in Canada, freedom of choice should be taken away from people? Do you see what is happening yet? And if you don't, what is it going to take? Please tell me. This is happening all over the world. All over the world. And the presidents and prime ministers and different government officials who have spoken up in Africa and other places have somehow mysteriously died. We had the Tanzanian president reveal that they tested fruit, goats, and all sorts of other things with this PCR test, and they came back positive. He exposed the truth, and guess what? He's now dead. The ex-CEO of Pfizer has come out and told everyone what is going on and how dangerous this situation is to humanity. And nobody listens. We have police officers standing down and saying, no, I will not enforce these measures because they are a violation of human rights. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of nurses and doctors speaking the truth. If you don't believe me, there is a Doctors' Alliance. Look at the Great Barrington Declaration. Look at the Nuremberg trials that are taking place now. They are speaking out. They have told you what is happening. Are you going to let this happen? And if so, for how much longer? Because we don't have much longer. Once these passports get rolled out, and the microchips that are coming right after that, you no longer have freedom. It is gone. Entirely. Your children, your grandchildren, and anybody after that will no longer have freedom. This is totalitarianism. It is communism. I know here in Canada, we have had it pretty good all of our lives. And to believe something of this degree is nearly impossible for most, and I understand. But you can no longer run from this truth. You need to open your eyes and see what they are doing. I am not saying that COVID isn't real. I am not saying that people haven't died of COVID. I am not saying that there isn't a virus that we need to protect the vulnerable from. But what they are doing and what they plan to continue to do is going to be a lot more harmful and severe than any virus on this planet could ever be. You need to turn your head to what is happening. Get over the emotional component of everything that's going on. When we're emotional, we don't think rationally. This is science. It's literal brain fog when you're in an emotional state. You cannot think rationally. This is why they continue to fearmonger. This is why they came on our Nova Scotia news, our premier, and our health officials and stated that they're scared. They're anxious. They're pushing their fear on you so that you are scared, so that you don't stand up, so that you believe the crap that they are dishing out. Please take a moment, pull yourself away from the emotional component of all of this and look at things with a rational mind. You can't run from this any longer. We are drowning humanity because the 1% want to take over the world. And again, it sounds crazy. I know. But look at the World Economic Forum, the Davos Summit. They have told you everything the entire time. Do you think that when Trudeau says you will own nothing and be happy that he's joking? He's not joking. So are you going to continue to follow this COVID narrative and lose all of your freedoms? Or are you going to stand up? I want to let everybody that's on here that plan to go to the rally, that I believe that they are maneuvering. They are maneuvering for the rally, which is what we have to do. We have to keep pivoting and keep maneuvering to make this happen. They will not stop us. We will not stand down. But please keep your eye open for a change in the way that the rally is going to take place. Everybody, keep spreading this information. Keep pushing. Keep showing everybody what is happening and keep standing strong. And take part in the stuff that's happening behind the scenes. Keep taking part in legal action. Keep doing what you need to do to stand your ground and refuse what employers and governments are trying to push. Share this message far and wide. I love you all. Bye.
As you can see, there's another person, another Canadian, another citizen that's concerned about the country of Canada, concerned about the where we're going, and going to hell in a handbasket. That's where we're going. That's how we're getting there too. And we've all, and this is not a new message. I stated this. Other activists have stated this right across Canada. Liberty Channel has stated it. Galati has stated it. The you know, just about everybody and anybody that's in this country that's opened their mouth in regarding to these injectables, these things that they have used to violate and blind everybody. This is not just going on in Canada, but this was a Canadian that was speaking so that people would understand that, you know, I'm not the only one saying stuff like this. There's a lot more people saying it. It just now, hopefully, we can get a lot more people to listen to it. It's now going across the board. You know, we have Ontario. We have activists in Ontario. We have activists in Alberta. We have activists in BC. You know, we've got activists in Quebec. Look at Quebec. They had the numbers they're saying, I read, was 250,000 people were at the protest, but what they're actually saying is 100,000. But irregardless, the numbers were substantial enough to let everybody know what's going on and that people are not going to just play dead here. This is the one thing that everyone needs to understand. We're not heading toward a totalitarian system. We're heading into an authoritarian system, which is worse. Which is worse. You have absolutely nothing. Absolutely no say. You're barely even recognized that you're alive. And it isn't going to matter much within a year anyway, because most people that made a bad choice and took these injectables because they believed the bullshit on it. I mean, she's telling you straight out, the FDA is not going to approve these things. They have never been approved for use. They have never been tested properly. And the tests that have been revealed on these things have shown that any animal testing they've done, it killed them all. I never understood this from the moment this was even presented, that people would be this effing stupid to take this. You got a 99.6% survival rate with this, unless you have a core morbidity. And if you take these injectables, like she has stated, and I have stated in other talks, that the numbers have gone up when they presented the injections, and every time people get re-injected, that they become more compromised. I said in all the shows, the only way you can get COVID, is if you've been injected or swabbed. And as I stated in some other shows, we went from corona, COVID, variant. This is how they played this game. This is all brainwashing, all mind control. She's pointing this out that this, and she's saying it, she's not saying it directly, but she's saying that they have used this as a front to take away our privileges that we have in this country. We've never had any real rights, to be honest with you. But we've had a lot of privileges in Canada and in the United States. Privileges of free access for free. Canada, United States is the only border in the world that's undefended. Largest undefended border in the world. Can come and go across almost any time before all this bullshit happened. Here we are today. If you go across the border, you may have to get a swab, a test. The dramatics on this horseshit is unbelievable. And the way they have played this game, the way they've placated this whole crap in regarding to this fakery. And as I stated, there's been 7 universities in America alone that have looked at this through an electron microscope. The PCR test, as she said, it's a bullshit test. I don't even know why we're still using it in Canada. I often thought that the Canadian scientists in this country were a lot more on the ball than most other places, but apparently I was wrong. To use a defunct, dysfunctional method to test people, to create this false illusion, you know, it's, to me, it's just uncanny. And, you know, I've often told you, and I said this on the show, I've often known that people were stupid. I just didn't know how many were this stupid. I didn't know. I assumed most people were stupid because most people that I have seen talk in regarding to anything in life, to politics, to make work, whatever, sports. They're caught up on a matrix mentality that is just going nowhere. It's an existing mentality. So here we are, and she's expressing, again, just about what every activist has said, right? Even Richie from Boston has been saying the same stuff, and he has said this many a time as well. He's even got on the road and shown you the military moving in America. We're getting this bullshit now here in Canada. And that effing warp speed, warp speed, we're going to warp speed my ass. 2/3 of the American public now have been infected with a injectable that isn't even approved. And it can now spread variants by the integration of the proteins that they will release with each other. They have created a real pandemic. This is why the forecast by most of the doctors that are speaking up against this are saying that most people who have been injected will be dead within 3 months to a year. Now they're saying possibly 2 years. Again, it depends on the incubation. And to me, it's not about the incubation period. It depends on the integration period. If the components of the Pfizer vaccine and the other three vaccines should leak and connect, that's when we're going to see a major problem. As I've stated before, we've never isolated this at all, ever, ever, ever. So how in the world can we even produce a component that's supposed to immunize people that isn't even viable? There's nothing there to validate that. There's not even a sample by the CDC or the Health Protection Branch in Canada. So how in the hell can they make a component like this and say this is going to protect you? And then they tell you it's not going to do anything. And now more verification and validation about these things are actually causing the corona COVID variant fallout that's going on. And now what's worse is these things that are leaking are causing serious side effects among people who have not been vaccinated. And we will see in the not too distant future, I guarantee it, I assure you, we will see this in the not too distant future, when these injectables and their proteins integrate with each other, we are going to see a plight in wherever you live that we've never seen before. You can almost expect that there's going to be a drop dead zone where people are just going to start dropping dead. And you know what? The hospitals, buddy of mine was saying in India, and she made this comment about India, they ain't dying like they're saying. They're not dying like they're saying. The thing about India, if they do have some kind of an outbreak, again, you can bet your ass that they've been vaccinated. They have been injected with either the PCR or some sort of injectable that is killing them just like they're killing people over here. And they'll kill more of them there because there's more of them to vaccinate. Just simple numbers. And you're going to probably see a major problem over there in regarding to the disposing of the bodies. We may see that here in some of the more heavily populated metropolitan areas like Montreal, Toronto, Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver. Again, you get down to the States, New York, Detroit. Well, not so much Detroit. Well, Detroit will get taken out for other reasons, but because it doesn't really have the population it once had. At one point in time, it had about 2 million. Now it's under 700,000. But places like Chicago, Miami, Dallas, Phoenix, L.A., San Francisco, places where you have a high populace ratio, Mexico City. This is where we're going to see these major outbreaks happen. Again, it's a numbers game. When you got a population of 25, 35, 45, 50, 100 million people in a community or in a city, then the outbreaks are going to be astonishing because of the volume of people that this will infect. This is a reality. And again, like I said, they created the perfect weapon. They created the perfect weapon. They put an injectable program into people that will then integrate with another program that somebody else may have, creating a brand new program that will create more death and more corruption going on. See, it's not just the spike protein. The spike protein is what they've been, you know, harping. And again, it's a focal point that they have created. But it's not just a spike protein. Any protein that has a commonality with another genetic will integrate. That is the platform for them to start. If they have engineered nanoparticles that will regulate and control the codes of the genetics and integrate the proper proteins, you've got a link. That's all it takes. That's all it will take. And a lot of this has a nanoengineering component to it, or a biometric API. So this is not something that they don't talk about, because apparently, like I said, the medical field 30 years behind on this. You know, so there are some medical people are catching up on this, and they're beginning to see what I'm saying on the nano and the connection between nano and biology, and or nanobiotech. And it's not science fiction anymore. You can go look up all the data on my sites, the data on Brian396's site. You can go on a lot of different platforms out there, Nature, and a bunch of other ones, and they are showing you. And they are explicitly explaining how this is all very doable today. Doesn't take much. Won't take much. That's the reality. It won't take much. And like I said, like she's pointing out, we have been deceived. Big time. Big time. We have been deceived in such a way to look at something... something that has been in our crosshairs, but not looking at everything behind the scene. This, you know, it's when you really look at it, it's almost like seeing everything through John's eyes in Revelations. Almost. It looks like everything that he has said and the language he has spoken, it's almost to the T what he's seen. And we are looking at this and looking at that, I mean, the correlation is just so undeniable if you really know how to read and look at the and compare. So like I said, we really need to understand the nature of the what we're being confronted with actually. Military coming in to help with COVID. Passports coming in to take away your privilege of movement, your privilege and your right of activity, your privilege to associate with somebody else without having to wear a mask, without having to put a diaper on your face, without having to wear a hand condom, without having to put poisonous methanol components on your skin that would cause liver damage, blindness, or even cancer. Nothing that they have told us in any way, shape, or form has actually had any reality. Nothing. So like I said, when we're seeing the reality of what's going on today and we start to compare, like this was a front, let's take a look behind the scenes here. Let's see what's really going on. Another doctor that's on the site, he too is now no longer accepting patients that have been jabbed or stabbed, however way you want to put it, jabbed or stabbed. He is saying that he is now concerned about protecting the people in his office if they're pregnant or other women. He doesn't want to run the risk of something jumping from host to host. Doctor saying this. Okay, I put up a sign: no vaccine, no anybody vaccine not allowed. Other people are doing the same thing as well. They are concerned now. And again, there is no study. And you can't even, and even if there was a study, an actual study, could you now trust it? Can you trust anything coming out of the CDC? Can you trust anything coming out of the Health Protection Branch in Canada? Can you trust anything coming out of the Health Protection Branches in other parts of the world? Can you actually trust anything they're saying anymore? The answer is no. You can't. How can you? They have lied to us. They have lied to us from day one. When she was saying that the numbers have gone up every time somebody has been injected, it reminded me of a video that's on YouTube. You may still be able to find it. It's called Vaccination: The Hidden Truth. And in there was a medical researcher, a doctor, who her and her husband noticed every time they gave an injection. They gave the pertussis injection. They gave the measles, mumps, and rubella injection. That every time they gave the injection, the whatever composition, whatever was going on at that time, was going down until they injected people, and then they brought it back up. The numbers went back up as they continued to inject. Imagine that. And they did it again with, I believe it was either measles, mumps, and rubella or something, another one. Same thing that happened when they gave the injections to the people, that the numbers of whatever was violating them went up. You can look it up yourself. Go look it up yourself. Vaccination, The Hidden Truth. It's on YouTube. If not, type it up. It's an old video. It's back in the 1980s. And you can hear the different medical people of the time telling you, even then, that these things were extremely dangerous. One naturopath says you're taking all kinds of materials, genetic materials, parts of animals, different things, and you're putting that into a person. And this was, again, known back in the 1980s. And they knew every time that, and they said, and the studies, the research was in Australia, and they were using the research done by the United States of America. American studies being analyzed in Australia. The woman says, we're killing babies. We're killing babies. Guess what? Nothing's changed. Not a damn thing has changed. We're right back to that. We've never been at a point since these things have come along, these injectables that they put into people have come along. They've done nothing but cause major, major problems with people. They've either shut down their genetic code, they've altered their DNA, they've corrupted their immune system, they've compromised their immune system, they have caused malformations of their body, they stopped the proper growth of a body, they've caused brain damage. The list goes on and on and on and on. We think and feel the way we do primarily because our genetic code has been altered and was altered at the time of our birth. As shortly thereafter, when they started initiating these injectable programs, they created and they altered our minds with these metals, these chemicals, these genetics, these DNA, these delivery agents that they had at the time. Now it's more refined. Now it's far more sophisticated. Now you can put an injectable in some kind of a nanotechnology, whether it's a liposome, whether it's putting the program into a robot, whether you've incorporated the programming of these things with the injectables so that when they release the injectable and it goes right directly into the DNA, the nano programming then will tell this thing how to engage the DNA. See, the DNA has its own immune response. Produce XNA with it, and the XNA can replicate your DNA. It's got carte blanche, free pass, access, and you're free to go in. This is what they got. This is what's happening. That's where we're at today. That's the sophistication of where we're at today. And there has been never has there been any studies indicating that you can give 10, not even 3 vaccines. And one doctor in the UK talked about that there's never been any conclusive studies done on the safety and the efficacy of combining 3 or more. We've been nothing but an experiment since the time we were born. Since the time we opened our eyes, since the time we took our first breath, we have been nothing but an experiment. That's it. We are not even, look at what's gone on. Look at the leaders, not the leaders, I wouldn't call them leaders. Look at the elected people, supposed elected people. Maybe they were selected and we thought they were elected. But look at the elected people that have been put in power to represent their constituencies and their jurisdictions, and look how they turned their back on everybody. Look at, why are we not doing what Florida did and what Texas has done? Why hasn't Quebec been able to do what Florida has done or Texas? Why hasn't Ontario done it? Ontario would lead the charge in the country. Because they know if Ontario did what Texas and Florida did, it would stop this dead in its tracks. Alberta wants to pass Bill C-10 in order so they can become complete dictators. Now, I believe that's being challenged. I read somewhere that something was challenging this now. It's putting a kibosh in there. But if that becomes a reality in Alberta, that will eventually traverse right across Canada. They will all jump on the opportunity to become dictators in this country. Each one will have power. And maybe that's what they promised them if they went along and played ball. That they would have power in their provinces. And being Ontario and Quebec are the two largest, imagine the amount of power you're going to have over the land you have. We're going right back to serfdom. That's an authoritarian system, serfdom. You are just there to serve your master. That's it. Back to being slaves. All this bullshit, all this time of freeing the slaves, freeing the slaves, freeing the slaves, and then unions getting equality for the workers and money and privileges, all going to go bye-bye. It ain't going to be a colored issue. It ain't going to be because somebody's dark-skinned and that they're slaves. No, 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 no. It's not going to be because they're red-skinned or have a skin tone in that inclination. No, 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 no. It's not going to be because they're Asian and have an Asian tone. No, 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 no. Or maybe because they're brown or light-skinned. It ain't going to matter. They have dumbed everybody so down. It ain't going to matter about your skin tone. It's going to all that's going to matter is, can you do the job, and will you do it and shut your mouth, and will you work 19, 20 hours a day? They're not going to care about you. They won't give a shit about you. They'll work you to the grave. They'll work you to the grave, and they'll barely pay you for your time or your effort or for anything going on. Reminds of a story I read years ago. Atlas Shrugged, actually, and it talks about how the politicians and the athletes were considered to be the highest paid people, and the scientists the lowest paid people. And one by one, the scientists were leaving their positions, forcing the other scientists to carry the load, and they weren't making any real capital. So finally, they all left, and the system collapsed. That's what it may take for us to get our country back, allowing the system to collapse, because it's devolving at such a drastic level. It's not even funny. It's not even funny. You know, we're no longer in the any kind of civil or ethical system. Whatever we thought we had, it's pretty much gone down the toilet. We were talking about a while back about Bill Gates buying up all the farming. And today, Bill Gates, okay, everyone's heard this, right? Bill Gates and his wife are going to now separate and file for this and file for that. And this made the news. Can you imagine that? Now, you know, I don't know about you. You know, I myself have gone through a divorce, and other people have also gone through divorces. But I don't remember my divorce being publicized on national television saying, oh, Tony and his wife have decided they can no longer grow together, so they're now decided they're going to separate and work side by side with each other in the institutions they have set up. I mean, seriously, this made the news. Silly Billy and his ex-wife, or not his ex-wife, his soon-to-be ex-wife are going to separate. Divorces go on all the time. I can't figure out why that made the news. But for somebody who's brain dead, who watches TV, they might think, oh, that poor Billy, silly Billy, oh, man. Look what and she's going to leave him. What kind of woman is that? You know, this is all distraction. This is all staged again. All drama. You know, so they can take people off of silly Billy. Silly Billy's got to disappear now because silly Billy's been popped. He's been caught. They've even stopped him from poisoning the atmosphere, which I don't know if they stopped him. They probably just gave it to somebody else to do. So they can kill the livestock. You know, here we are today in dealing with, again, more drama, more distraction, you know. There was a situation that happened in, there was one in Lebanon and another one, I believe in Italy. I think it was in Italy. Let me think where it was now. Jeez, slipped my head. Anyway, Miami, thousands of koi have suddenly died in the ocean. And the same thing happened in Lebanon and also down there in the waters of Russia. And I thought, I wonder if they harped the situation. So, I mean, all of a sudden, these koi are coming up and they look burnt. They look like they got hit with some kind of high-end radiation. They look like the dolphins did. Well, anyway, I pulled up two videos, one about the dead fish or two links, one about the dead fish in Florida. Again, it happened in Lebanon as well. And then another one here, harp dolphins years ago off of Persia. Years ago in Persia, they were testing the harp weapon and they basically cooked the dolphins. So I'm wondering, speculatively, if this and that are as a result of the same thing. Why are they using this tech in the oceans? Or are they testing some brand new technology? Are the Russians testing it? Are the Americans testing it? Are the French? Are the English? Are the German? Are the Iranians? Are the Turks? You know, are the Australians? I mean, are the Chinese? Are the Japanese? Are the Korean? You know, here we are. Again, more aquatic life just dying with no explanation. You know, so like I said, you might want to consider what you're not seeing because you're being distracted. What you're not catching because what they're showing you. When I see sci-fi movies today, like I stated, we're no longer in a sci-fi world. That's entertainment. These sci-fis are side documents. And if they're showing you anything in those sci-fi movies today, you can bet your ass they already have whatever they're showing you. And they're far more advanced than what you're seeing. You know, there's been some videos I've seen and I look at it and I'm thinking, okay, I wonder how far they really are for them to demonstrate. Because see, Hollywood has to, basically, I guess this is the way the arrangement is, Hollywood will now show you what's coming. They have to show you what's coming. And the thing that's interesting about showing us what's coming, it does two things. It either desensitizes you, or it puts you either in a state of, it's so unbelievable that you don't think it could be real. Or it puts you in another state where you're thinking, geez, oh, jumping, look at what's happening, look what's coming down the pipe. See, I've been around for a bit. I've seen too much, I guess. I've had a lot of history, and a lot of things I've seen has been on the airwaves. I never thought in a million years I would see these things become real. And just about everything I've seen in sci-fi land, growing up in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, have manifested. They have brought these things on. You know, I remember in the 1960s they were showing about nuclear explosions and bombs and so forth and so on. What could happen? And here we are today on the ends of a line here, ready to drop nukes and everything. This is going to be the next war. They were talking about this, which makes sense because first they're letting out a nanobiotech warfare, and in order to clean it up, they got to burn everything up. Makes sense. You know, they got to burn. They got to make sure they leave no trace. So again, there's a remnant left. They will make sure that they are removed so that nothing of this time remains. Nothing of this time will remain. It, just like all previous times, when I look at all the things I've seen And I can pick out today, just from my own observations, from, you know, way past in history, long past history, and see the similarities in almost every civilization that has occurred. You know, we're repeating the same cycle over and over and over again, you know. So anyway, I wanted to talk about these things tonight. I did put up something there by a guy named Jim Crenshaw. He's got a site which I think if anybody's still, you know, wanting to make a bad decision and getting an injectable, perhaps you should look at the data on there. He's got a pretty good collection of information that you might just want to pay attention to. Like I said, the misery you save might be your own. You know, and this is going to be a big, big, big game changer as far as family members and staying connected. I can see that this is going to be a major problem for a lot of people in regarding to family members are going to be divided here because nobody's reading, nobody's paying attention. And like she's saying, if everybody would quit watching the television for 2 weeks and start doing some actual serious research, looking at all these companies and what they've all said about their own products, how they're not vaccines, they don't immunize, they don't offer really any protection. You know, at best, all they can do is neutralize some of the effects of this so-called pandemic or scamdemic or bullshit-demic. It's amazing, just amazing. Like I said, it never ceases to astound me. You know, and like I said, when I look at the biblical terms today and the patterns, I read what it says. Nobody would have looked at this 30 or 40 years ago and could tie the correlation between the biblical references of what Jesus even had spoke about, John had said in Revelations, a lot of the Old Testament prophets also spoke about. Nobody could have connected this. Nobody. We thought the end of the world, based on biblical prophecies that I had read way back then, was going to be based on some kind of nuclear takeout. Now, not so much. Now I wouldn't believe it's going to be nuclear. Now I believe it will be frequencies. I believe that. It seems like we're going right back to the beginning. It was frequencies that created the planet, it will be frequencies that will destroy the planet. That's how I'm interpreting it anyway. So anyhow, I just want to present this all to you so that you guys can take a look. You got everything here. And they're saying that even the injectables have already caused eye damage to over 19,000 people. That's what's been reported. That's what's been reported. We don't really know how much higher that number is. Like I said, the VAR is not going to tell you anything. The Health Protection Branch in Canada is just going to keep on lying to you. You know, and the numbers that they said at one point in time was they were in the United States, they were in error 96% of the time. They were in error. And in Canada, 98% of the time they were in error. There's only like 2% of people infected with a virus, a flu virus. Influenza A and influenza B. And we're making a big deal out of influenza A and influenza B. Again, a big distraction. Big, big, big distraction. So, again, keep that in mind. Let's see where we're at. Alrighty. Oh, I really ran this one. Okay, at the end of these shows, I always say read your Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Read the Revelations. Read the New Testament. Understand what we really have. Understand the covenant that we have been given. What we have. It's what privilege we have, really. It's what it boils down to when you read it. You begin to understand. When you begin to compare and you begin to look at the way things are, the way things were written back then and how they're saying what they're saying, and when you see the value of those words and what God has done for all of us, whether we are aware of God or not, whether we recognize God or not, when we begin to understand and recognize what He has done for us and how over a period of time has protected us, watched over us, has kept us from falling into more dire traps. Sometimes we fell into those traps so that we learned the lessons we would have needed to learn so not to do these things again. But the traps that we have avoided as a result, I guess, of God's grace. That, to me, has sunk more in these days than ever. When I reflect back and think of certain things that I never thought about before. So this is why I'm saying read the Gospels. You might be surprised how it could have a life-changing effect on all of you, especially what Jesus had to say. Pay attention to that. That is the one thing that we should be looking at. What king leaves his throne to save a people that are going to extinction? And that tells me that he saw the fact that we were going into an oblivion or extinction, and he left his throne to save us from that fate. That's how I interpret it anyway. Alrighty, I got people on the links as well. You might want to check them out. You got Catherine, Catherine Ann, who's got the jumpers. Tonight we did film, again, show you how to build a capacitor, because I've been getting a lot of calls, how to build. So as soon as they get it processed and I get it, we'll upload it on BitChute. We're going to upload it everywhere. And then you can see how it's done. So anyway, we did that tonight, so you can thank Catherine and her husband for allowing that to transpire so that you guys can now have the wherewithal to do what needs to be done. You got Brian, again, he's an ace researcher on this nano. Him and I have collaborated together for years on this. We still do. We're in constant collaboration with each other on this. You know, he's finding different things. He's doing different things. He is extending basically a library, a universal library, if you will, a big one. So anybody who is still wants to not believe, your affair. But anyway, wants to find information, he's got all kinds going on. You might want to pay attention. You know, I got my stuff on my page, and again, you might want to pay attention. But he's developing a lot of data so that anybody can look and connect the dots, You got Shai in Israel, who's trying to do his best to wake up the people of Israel. You got Ty out west, who's, again, he does his thing there and helping people to be free of demonic influences. He has an interesting call, I got to say that. Better him than me. He'll probably laugh when he hears this. And you got Yanni in Europe, you know, promoting these videos. You got Sherry Three Hearts Church that preaches the gospel so that you can find hope and salvation and see the privilege that you can have with in that regard. You've got Deanna Spangala in Chicago, who's also out there, you know, advocating truths that people need to hear. You got Liberty Network out west. You got Fiona. She's, again, doing her thing. So everyone's out there trying their best to, you know, help in some way, you know. So if you can help them, do so. Help them in any way you can. Help them economically. If you can't do that, help them by spreading the data that they have. Alrighty, so I'm going to leave you on that note. So as I always say, by the grace of God, we're still here. So till the next next segment, to your health. Talk to you then. Take care.